Walk into Mike Gates' summer home, and the first thing you notice, the only thing you could possibly notice, is the view. With a wraparound vista, broken only by the occasional hummingbird, Mr. Gates has 50-mile visibility on a sunny day. But Mr. Gates doesn't really come to the top of Saddleback Mountain, at 6,700 feet and in the middle of nowhere, to look at the horizon or the hummingbirds, at the glorious sunrises or sunsets. He comes to look for smoke, and for the last 21 years, Mr. Gates has been a fire lookout in the front line in the battle against wildfires on his patch of 1.2 million acres. Armed with 4 pairs of binoculars, he spends almost every waking hour prowling the narrow catwalk outside his shack, scanning the day and night for smoke. Inside the small wooden shack on stilts, held on top of a rocky crag by steel cable, are a child-sized sink, a small stove, and a set of pink flamingo-shaped Christmas lights over his platform bed. Not that sleep is always easy. Winds on the mountain can gust up to 80 miles an hour, violently shaking the shack. Mr. Gates, now 58, and a former Chrysler electrical engineer who unplugged in the mid-1980s, has spotted perhaps 100 fires during his years on the job. His is a skill set that is slowly fading away, replaced by less romantic, more technological methods. Only about 800 lookouts nationwide are now manned, down from more than 8,000 in the 1930s. Mr. Gates says he's not really a social animal. He values the pleasures of being alone. He combines his smoke hunting with a passion for photography. His photographs can be seen at www.pygmyhippo.net.